Eno pivo bi.
Res je, brez skrbi se ga v miru napite. Evropa namreč skrbi ne le, da vaš pšenični zvarek ustreza standardom najvišje kvalitete, tudi vsebnost E150C ali po domače karamelnega barvila, ki mu daje ustrezno barvo, po zaslugi uredbe številka 1333/2008 nikoli ne bo prevelika.
Evropa gre deep. Delovanje Evropskega parlamenta. Intervju sofinancira Evropski parlament.
Med finančno krizo leta 2008 je po svetu usklilo kar nekaj levih gibanj. Ljudje so se organizirali pod antikapitalističnimi, antiglobalističnimi in antivarčevalnimi gesli. Ponekod so gibanja prerasla v politične stranke in poskusila svojo politično moč uveljavljati v predstavniških telesih. Tovrstne politične entitete so združene tudi v poslanski skupini Evropskega parlamenta GUE-NGL, po slovensko Konfederalna skupina Evropske združene levice, zelene nordijske levice. Zdi se, da tovrstne leve stranke niso uspele dati pravih odgovorov na sistemske težave kapitalizma. Zgabi Zimmer, nemško europoslanko, sicer pa vodjo prej omenjene poslanske skupine, smo se pogovarjali o položaju levice v Evropi, desnem populizmu in pasteh institucionalnega delovanja. Prisluhnite.
Okay, so first of all, thank you for this interview. So my first question, liberals and centrists, they often make the mistake of blaming the rise of far-right populism on fear and hatred without exploring the reasons behind it. Well, the truth is that more people have lost their jobs, welfare, or live in precarious situations. Why is the political left unable to address that issues and make itself heard among the working class?
This is one of the most discussed questions inside the European left and between the different political parties. And I would like to say the different parties and political forces on the left side in Europe, they will give different answers on it. One of the answers is after the failure of the so-called real socialist states, the Eastern socialist states, there is no common European left looking for a common answer, common vision, common European vision. They are describing Europe from different points of view. You have left groups saying democracy is only possible, and defending democracy, defending social rights and the rights of workers is only possible on a local, regional, national level. Not possible if you have to go on a European level. And the others are saying, oh, if we would like to defend social rights in our member states, we have to work in a transnational way. We have to bring together our forces. We have to create common initiatives. And because there are so different answers and different point of views, and you have not to forget that the European left has a burden because of the lessons of the past, in the last century especially. And this is not. You have also to see that the different that the European or European left parties give also different answers on this failure of the concrete socialist states, and that's why, because they give different answers, not saying this was our failure because of this and this and this, and because of a lack of democracy, because of a lack of human rights, and so on. They are not able to give a common answer. This is the one side. The other side is the nationalist right extremist parties and forces in Europe are able to give a so-called answer, easy answer. We are able to bring back security. Social security, we are able to strengthen working class, we are able to fight against the neoliberalism, going back from the European Union and to close our frontier, to close the border, and to say our social system only for citizens of our country, and then all the things will be solved. And it seems so. It seems so that this is the answer on the neoliberal European Union. And to understand this, the left has not only to analyze the situation, they has also to work on a common ground, on a common perspective, and they has to give another answer, another alternative of the European Union. The European Union from today as another European Union where the real sense of solidarity will be brought back to the people.
Okay, we will get back to the common perspective a bit later. You yourself are a member of Die Linke, so the two major challenges posed to Germany, there are two major challenges posed to Germany today. The first one is the problem of migration, and the second problem is the approaching collapse of the Deutsche Bank. Now Merkel has on the first issue sharpened its rhetoric, it made the right turn, so to speak, and on the second issue it categorically declined the option of Deutsche Bank bailout. What is the concrete solution for both of the two problems offered by Die Linke?
I'm not sure that the Die Linke will offer a concrete answer on it, because we are now in a discussion concerning the migration issue, saying, of course, we as a European Union, we have to change our policy, we have to develop a common European answer to face this migration challenge. And on the other side, we have also to see that especially Germany, in the last years, was favorite of the European Dublin solution, saying migrants, asylum seekers, refugees, they have to remain in this country where they first were entering. And that's why the political forces in and the establishment in Germany was not prepared for a situation as we had it in the last year. They were not prepared on this situation. They were saying, okay, Greece and Italy and Spain, they are responsible for it. It's not our duty. We have not to do nothing. And there we have to face as a left in as Die Linke in Germany, that it is a European problem, but we have to influence the government that they will change Dublin solution, that we will find out another solution for it, that there will be a relocalization of people in a very fair way between member states, that we look to the concrete situation in a member state and that we discuss with these member states to find out solutions. This is one side. On the other side, we have to do more, also in Germany, for the integration of people coming to Germany. Because, of course, there are a lot of problems with migrants. They have another experiences, they have another formation, another education, they have other criteria. Okay, but we have to be aware of it, and we have to develop together on the local level, especially, concrete measures of integration. We have to support by the government on lender level, on national level, that our local authorities, that the member or that the people, the citizens who would like to support it, that they will get all the resources needed for it, that there will be a structure, infrastructure also for it. In this way, we learned a lot in the last 12 months, in the last 13 months, I think so, and go looking to what is going on in different lender, Thuringen, in Berlin, and so on. You will find a lot of new measures, infrastructures, and all the people on the local level are saying we are able to take also more people. We are able to do it. We have the possibilities. And it will be our duty to do it, and on the other side also to look that we help in a concrete way Greece, Italy, Bulgaria, all the other member states who are in the main line concerned by the consequences of the war in Syria and in other regions of the world. We have to do it. And for this we have to fight. We have also to clarify it inside the membership and among our voters that they understand that this is not a solution to send people back to Greece. This is not a solution, but this is a concrete proposal made by Germany now inside the council. And we will not support it. The other way, Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank made mistakes. Deutsche Bank was organized in the last years as an American bank, leaving the typical German way of a bank. And looking to what was going on in the United States in the 90s, especially in the 90s, also looking, changing their way of a serious bank to say, okay, we are now also going to speculate on investments, on immobilien?
Real estate.
Yeah, real estate was changing the normal way of Deutsche Bank. And after the crisis in 2007-2008, a lot of banks, also inside the United States, but also inside the European Union, had to correct some of these developments, and Deutsche Bank didn't do so. They didn't do so. They were arrogant. Also inside Germany, also look saying to the policy, we have nothing to correct, we are the best, and that now we have a lot of processes inside against the Deutsche Bank. I think more than thousands of different judges or juridical processes will be and complaints. And that's why we don't know what the German policy is doing now. We have inside the left also some people saying we have to fight totally against German bank. German bank is financing wars, they are financing export
of weapons,
and that's why we have to organize concrete actions against it. But now we need inside the German policy a new approach to Deutsche Bank. We need a new approach to the survey of German banks, not only Deutsche Bank but also other banks, and we need new mechanism of control. Of control by the public, I think so.
Okay, going back to the common vision of the European leftist parties, so with the failure of the Tsipras government in Greece, where Syriza ended up signing the third memorandum, we've seen that austerity is not a matter of different negotiators and different governments, but rather a principal mechanism of the European Union. So European Union is only possible because it is built around exploitation. Given that both the Party of the European Left and GUE NGL are, to say, pro-European, how are social changes, and not to even say revolutionary changes, even possible within this framework? So why is an act of Euroscepticism almost blasphemic?
I think first of all we have to say what was going on in Greece to blame and to blackmail a left government by European institution, by EU institution, and also the IMF was a shame. was a shame, and it had nothing to do with the principles of solidarity claimed for the European Union. It was a brutal offensive and a brutal attack against the left government. And it was clear if on this place would be another government, they would find another solution. It, looking on the debts on Greece, we could say it would be peanuts for the European Union to support Greece, to invest in Greece, and to give Greece a possibility to build up a sustainable economy, sustainable development, and also to build up new conditions also for the people, especially for the workers. It was no reason to act in this way, and we really understand. But especially the Germans, the Netherlands and others, especially Schäuble and others, representatives of the global organized capital, were interested in to hold down Greek government and blaming them. That's why we have to understand that the main thing we could do is not to bring all our hope to one government who had to stand against 27 other governments. There you can't change a lot of things. But what we have to do as Germans, as Europeans from the left side, we have to do more in our member states to make pressure on our governments to give a left government more space to act. If we, not the Tsipras government failed, the left failed. The left in Europe failed. And we in Germany, we were not able as a left group, as a left political party, and also together not with trade unions or with ATTAC or so, to make such a pressure on the government that Schäuble and Merkel had to correct their position to Greece. This is our failure. And I'm telling all my colleagues, all my friends, all my comrades in all the discussions, don't blame the Tsipras government. Blame yourself, blame your own government. This is our common duty. This is our duty. If we would like to change the behavior or the political atmosphere and also the conditions, the structures inside the European Union, we have to change the political relations, the political forces inside the national, the member states, but also inside the European Union. And then we have to answer the question, did we recognize that we have to combine our fight on the national level to with the level on the European level? If the capital is organized in a European and global way, we can't defend the rights of workers, social rights, employment rights, if we are going back on the national level and saying it's only for us. If you don't understand that we together, we have to look on the situation in Latvia, in Lithuania, in all the other member states, not only in the south of Europe, but also in the east of Europe, and that we are also responsible in which way, under which condition people are working and living in these countries. We are not the European Union. And for this, we have to take over responsibility and to fight. That means we need a change of treaty. We need installation of social pillar. We need another way that democracy and the social rights of the people and the workers will install inside the European Union. And we need a European Union for people first and not for the enterprise, for the big, the capital enterprises and also speculants in the world and the European Union. That we have to change. And that would be also the real alternative to the right answer, right extremist answer they are giving now.
But the problem is that it's not only a matter of policy of one or even 27 governments, but rather that the structure of the European Union itself, its European Court of Justice, the four basic freedoms of the European Union, they're all... So this would mean a complete...
A complete change. But we have to look on the treaty, because there you will find the four fundamental rights or fundamental principles. And saying, yes, we have to make pressure together with European trade unions, with social movements, with movements of democracy, to change this behavior, that the rights for the workers in a case of conflict are higher evaluated as the four fundamental rights. This is the main thing, that we are saying, yes, to protect social conditions, working conditions, this is on a higher interest as all the other things. This must be our, this is a way to get back to real values of European Union, and also to say to the people, let's fight for this, and let's change this European Union.
Okay, just one final question. You've mentioned that, of course, this fight on the national level is much needed. Both Die Linke through Rosa Luxemburg Stiftung and also the European Left through Transform Network are known to encourage the development of socialist thought in the region. However, this poses some very specific challenges. Most obvious is the so-called NGOization of certain political entities that have the potential to bring about revolutionary change. So instead of terrain work, you have mechanisms of people always looking at tenders and grants. How would you comment on that?
I would like to say Rosa Luxemburg Foundation is one of the most important foundations we have inside Europe among the left. You know that there is also a network of left foundations, national foundations on a European level, we are trying to get in contact with people and with scientists, with students in all the member states and outside the European Union, that we can also have an impact on the global level. And we are looking together. I'm also a member of the Rosa Luxemburg Foundation. We're also trying to create a new atmosphere of thinking. What we need is more to have not only to have discussions between us, but also to learn from all the people discussing about what is going on in the world. We need more discussions with people as Balibar or others in scientists who could give us the needed impact. And I would like to say, in the beginning of the 90s till the end of the last century, we lost a lot of scientists, of people who could accompany a Linke or left forces on the way to change, also in a dramatical way. Yes. But one of the main lessons, I think, we should include it in our understanding, also in the word revolutionary, is to do it in a democratic way. This is one of the lessons I learned after the failure of the so-called real socialism, to do it in a very, very democratic way from the beginning of our revolutionary way. And I think that we have to learn that we need the experience, that we need the impact by a lot of people in the world. And we have to do it in a transnational way. We have not to stand on the national separatist way.
Just briefly to end this interview, the left is often forced into political correctness. Would you still label yourself a communist?
No, because for me, it's one of the experiences I don't like ism, communism, others. I would like to say I'm a left, I'm a feminist, I'm a European, I'm a democratic socialist, and yes, if there are also inside, I have no problem to say, and sometimes I could also say democratic communist. And I'm working I'm an activist for peace, trade unionist, and all this is a little bit a problem. I'm a left. I'm myself. I would like to cooperate with all other people who would like to change the current conditions and to give people and workers future and to live in solidarity and with equal rights. This is my approach. What is it? Communist? Don't know. Socialist?
Okay, thank you very much for this interview.
Z demokratično komunistko Gabi se je pogovarjal Zupan.
Eno pivo bi.
Res je, brez skrbi se ga v miru napite. Evropa namreč skrbi ne le, da vaš pšenični zvarek ustreza standardom najvišje kvalitete, tudi vsebnost E150C ali po domače karamelnega barvila, ki mu daje ustrezno barvo, po zaslugi uredbe številka 1333/2008 nikoli ne bo prevelika.
Evropa gre deep. Delovanje Evropskega parlamenta. Intervju sofinancira Evropski parlament.